On this episode of the Massive Agent Podcast, you'll learn how to become the go-to agent in your farm area. We're sitting down with Ray Wood, host of Top Agents Playbook Podcast and co-founder of Jigler.com.
The Massive Agent Podcast, with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brome.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 47 of the Massive Agent Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you had an amazing week and hope you have an amazing weekend. I have no clue when you're listening to this, but whenever you are, I hope you're having an amazing day, week, night, month, whatever it is. Decade. I hope you're having an amazing decade. Guys, this is a cool episode today because I'm sitting down with the co-founder of Jigler. They are kind of like the Canva for real estate. So a lot of us agents and loan officers who are creating marketing pieces, whether that's for an ad, for a flyer, a postcard, a door hanger, whatever it is, we use Canva or Adobe Spark or Snappa or any of that stuff. And that stuff's great. For graphic design, that stuff's awesome. But what if there was a site, a service out there that was basically that, but for real estate? So it already had a bunch of marketing templates and marketing ideas that you could just customize right there. So that's what Jigler is. So we're sitting down with co-founder Ray Wood. So Ray is he's actually the host of the Top Agents Playbook podcast. And I've known Ray for over a year. I think it's probably closer to 2 years now. I was a guest on his show back in the day talking about Zillow. And it's interesting how Zillow is still an interesting topic. Always on the tip of someone's tongue. And by someone, I mean like 9 out of 10 agents in our profession, it seems like. But, and ever since, I've kind of kept my eye on Ray, and he's founded or co-founded a couple companies, and he's still doing his podcast. He's a very knowledgeable guy, very knowledgeable agent. He's a fourth generation real estate agent in his family, which is cool. And then through Jigler, and they have like 10,000 customers, they have a ton of data on what's working and what isn't working in marketing. So we're going to dive deep on some specific things you can do. There's one in particular. It's like an important notice. That's kind of like the theme of this one particular concept and this particular flyer that they do. And you don't have to use it on a flyer. You can use it in anything, but pay attention to that because I've never thought of it before for real estate. I love it. I think it could work extremely well for listing leads. Everybody wants seller leads, right? They're the holy grail. Everyone's like, how do I get seller leads? Seller leads are tougher to get. This is a great way to do it. So pay attention for that tip. That's going to be a freaking doozy if you can implement it the right way. Okay, before we hop into it, I should probably introduce myself. I know I've gotten in the habit of just blowing right past that and assuming everyone knows who I am. Like I am not Beyonce. Okay, so the intro, who the hell am I? My name is Dustin Brome, your host. I am a realtor in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm the founder of the Massive Agent Society. The Massive Agent Society is a platform I created. It's like an online course with a private Facebook group and coaching and training support. And basically, agents and loan officers, a lot of them, struggle with what type of ads to run on Facebook. They know how to do a Facebook ad, but the content itself is where they struggle. So I created a database where you can just copy and paste proven strategies, proven campaigns. We give you the images, we give you the creative, the headline, everything. Copy it, run it yourself, bing, bang, boom, get leads. And then we give you the support afterwards to tweak things, to troubleshoot, to make it better, implement other ad ideas that you have. That's the Massive Agent Society. You can find out about that at massiveagentsociety.com. And then also I'm the co-founder of leadswebinar.com. That is our new series of webinars, all revolving around how to get you more leads. And so we're going to be doing those at least once a month. Now, if you are already a Massive Agent Society member or a member of my EXP Realty team, you guys get free access. So don't worry. Moving forward, if you're a member of the Massive Agent Society, you're getting free access to every webinar that we have moving forward and all the ones in the past too. I have them all uploaded into the society. So if you're a member and you haven't seen that part yet, go log in and check out our past webinars. All right. Cool announcement. This is personal, something I'm pretty damn excited about, but it's something I can share with you guys too. I've officially been selected to speak at Inman Connect in New York City in late January 2019. Yes, I've spoken at Inman in San Francisco back in 2017. That was cool. I enjoyed that, but I've never been to Inman, New York, and I freaking love New York City. I love Manhattan. I've never been there in the winter, so I'm so stoked to be doing this. I'm doing a solo talk. I'm not on a panel. It's just going to be me, and the topic is how to start a podcast. Relevant. Relevant much? Inman is Monday, January 28th through Friday, February 1st. I will be speaking on Tuesday, the 29th at 3:15 p.m. local time. So if you are going to be going to Inman Connect in New York, or if you live in Manhattan, live in Brooklyn, wherever, and you want to come say hi, I'm depending on how many people reach out and want to do a get together, I can put together like a meetup somewhere in Manhattan. And remember, I'm the Utah guy. I'm the Salt Lake guy. I'm not used to giant cities like that. So, you know, it's going to be close to where I'm at, so I don't have to navigate probably the busiest city on the planet. Well, that's probably not true. I don't know what is, but New York's crazy. That's all I know. So if you are at Inman Connect, hit me up. Let me know that you're going. And this is cool. Something that they give their speakers is they give the speakers a special link to get people a discount on your Inman Connect ticket. So if you have not yet registered for Inman Connect, I can save you $100. So the discount, let's see, go to massiveagentpodcast.com/ICNY. That's Inman Connect New York. massiveagentpodcast.com/ICNY and save $100 off your ticket. And let me know if you're going. Hit me up on with an Instagram message. Follow us on @MassiveAgent. And if you're not already, you should be ashamed of yourself. But if you are, I love you to death. Yes, I do. And I will love you pretty soon here once you do follow us. Send us a message. Let me know you're going to be there. I'd love to see who's going to be at Inman Connect in New York in January. So stoked about that. And there's a possibility of some speaking in Canada. So if you're in Canada, if you are with a brokerage or you're a loan officer or a title company up in Canada and you're looking for speakers for an event or just for a training or anything like that, let me know. I am slacking on the speaker page on my website. I'm putting together like a speaker role and, you know, some info about how to hire me, but I am looking to pick up some speaker gigs, some speaking gigs and training gigs up in Canada. So let me know if you know anyone looking for speakers for any events or conferences up there. I'd love to be a part of it. And I think you'd know I would bring some fire. May not be good fire. You may not even like that fire, but I'm going to bring it. Well, being that I'm absolutely just on a weird kick today, let's jump into the interview, sitting down with my good friend, Ray Wood, Mr. International, a completely made-up nickname that I just made up. Ray has an amazing accent, as you will soon find out. He is from Melbourne, as us Americans would say. Melbourne or Melbourne, Australia, and he now lives in Toronto. So he's an Australian-Canadian, and that's interesting, but he has a fantastic accent, and he's a great human being with a ton of great insight and perspective. So let's jump into the interview with Ray Wood. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm sitting here with Ray Wood, Mr. International. At least that's what I just nicknamed you. I don't think anyone else will call you that. But nonetheless, Ray, I welcome you to the Massive Agent Podcast. I appreciate you sitting down with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Dustin. How you doing?
Very good. Very good. So I was actually a guest on Ray's podcast, Top Agents Playbook, a year or so ago. And I think we talked about Zillow back then.
Yes.
Interesting. Zillow's still a big part of the conversation, and I think they always will be. But Ray, I've been watching you and seeing what you've been doing for the last year or so, and you just were a co-founder of a new company, which I think is really cool. And you have some really good data and information for people, some cool marketing ideas. So we'll talk about that. It's a company called Jiggler, and did I have that right? You're the co-founder.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome. And how long has that been in business?
We've been going. We kicked off at the start of this year, 2018, in January.
Very cool. Awesome. Yeah. And Ray, so my understanding is you're like the fourth generation real estate agent in your family.
I am. That's
crazy.
I'm originally from Melbourne, Australia. Long story short, I live here in Toronto, in Canada, because I just love the cold weather. No. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my story. And I've owned a real estate business for many years in Melbourne, and a while back I wrote a book. I'm really interested in real estate marketing and I guess helping agents win more listings and make more sales. So it's such a competitive world out there. So I'm really interested in how agents can get more leads, get more conversions, win more listings and make more sales. So this kind of whole marketing thing started 20 years ago. I wrote a book called How to Sell Your Home for More, and I used it as a lead generator, sold about 300,000 copies. Sort of defines, I guess, Dustin, how somebody can offer a point of difference in their market. So my argument is that with dozens and dozens or hundreds or sometimes thousands of agents in any one area, what sets an agent apart? So I guess begin with the end in mind. What are sellers looking for? They're looking for a top market result, obviously. I think they're looking for three things: a top market result, they're looking for a sale in a reasonable amount of time, they're looking for a great real estate experience. So the idea with the book was to package up those three things and show sellers how they can, with the help of a great agent, achieve that outcome. So everything that happened since then kind of stemmed from that beginning.
Nice. Yeah. And you have such an amazing deep perspective on the real estate world, what works in marketing. And, you know, I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes over your career. I've only been an agent for 8 years, and I've seen things change dramatically just with what's available now, the technology, the social networks, you know, the attention of the consumer has changed, and what they want to hear and what they're receptive to has changed dramatically. And it's just crazy. So I was excited to have you on the show, Ray, because with your company, Jigler, you guys have a lot of data on what's working for agents all around the world, right? Would you say Jigler's more of a, tell us about the makeup of Jigler as far as like the customer base. Is it mostly outside the U.S., agents outside the U.S., or is it a good mix of in the U.S. and outside?
It's predominantly U.S., Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, but U.S. being such a huge population, it's probably the bulk of our business. I think we've got Jigler agents in close to 40 countries now. We've got more than 10,000 agents. It's growing very, very quickly. But it kind of came about because I'd come up with these ideas, you know, and I'd want to trial something to see if it worked. And you know, not every idea works. And I was big on experimentation. But once I found something that did work, I'd sort of include it as part of the system. The issue, though, Dustin, was getting things designed. I'd come up with a good flyer idea or like a door hanger idea or a just listed, just sold, even a Facebook cover artwork kind of template. And the problem was, is that by the time I went to the designer, they'd charge me hundreds and hundreds of dollars to produce it. And then some of the real estate agents that I was working with would say, okay, well, I want to do this too. But suddenly they've got to invest hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars. Like if you want to do an 8-page report or something, it's getting very, very expensive. And, you know, notwithstanding the fact that great graphics are important and good graphics people should be rewarded. So what we eventually decided to do with Jigler or how it all came about was I wanted to create these templates that somebody could jump in and something that was really easy to use, grab a template, change the font if they want, change the colors, change the images, basically be able to change any part of it and create the artwork that they wanted, download it quickly, and either upload it to their Facebook page as a post, send it over and get it, put it on Instagram as a post, or download it and print it either in-house or commercially. So that's the process and that's what we've done. And fast forward to today where we've got hundreds of templates in there in a number of—
And it's all real estate content, right?
It's only real estate content, yeah.
Awesome.
It's specifically real estate. So if somebody wants to— Look, I really love the idea that somebody new coming into real estate, and there seems to be a huge churn of people coming in their first 12 months. And you alluded to it just now. You said, you know, there's so many options. There's social media, there's marketing, you know, there's do I start advertising with Zillow? And you know, you've got all of these different things coming at you. So the poor old agent's going, well, how do I get some bang for my buck here? How do I reach out and connect with people in my area to at least get on their radar? So when they are looking to buy or sell, I'm at least getting called in. It's like, you know, the point I made, somebody woke up in your area this morning. If they don't call you, it's only because there's no relationship. So How do you start that relationship from a cold start? How do you reach out and connect with people? And I call it the funnel. You know, how do I bring new potential contacts into my funnel? The stats on that, and this is something that I do know, and this is universal, whether you're in the UK or in Salt Lake City or Sydney, is that when somebody thinks about selling, between the time they actually start to think about selling and when they actually appoint their agent, universally the average time seems to be about 12 months. So what we're interested in Jigler is not just the initial process of actually reaching out and making that connection and having your phone ring with somebody that needs your professional help and advice, is what happens after that. How do we follow up? How do we connect? What are the best ways to connect? What are some of the good scripts? All of that sort of thing. So because let's keep this really simple. The mission is to get listings, because if you can get listings, you're going to have all the buyers in the world, then you can make sales. So that's our philosophy at Jigler.
And listing leads, seller leads are like the holy grail. And because I do a lot of Facebook advertising and people are always asking me, well, what ads do I run for sellers? And sellers are just a different animal because like buying a home, it's much easier to just make a decision. You're like, you know what? I'm going to explore buying a house. And you can do that quickly. But selling a house is not an impulse decision. Like you said, it takes like 12 months.
Yep.
And that sounds right to me. I don't have any stats or anything, but that sounds right. People are, they don't just wake up one morning, they're like, oh, I'm going to sell this damn thing.
Yep.
Well, I've actually had clients who have done that, and that's been interesting, but that's not the norm. That's the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
I think most people, they really like start thinking about it subconsciously. And then when they consciously start thinking about it, then, you know, they go to somebody who's the expert, right? And who they find as the expert is probably someone they've already had exposure to.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. They may not realize it, but, you know, most people don't just Google, you know, who should I hire to sell my house? No, some do. Don't get me wrong. I don't want the asterisk holes to be like, well, wait a minute, I had a client who did.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Of course you're going to get those. Of course you're going to get those. Yeah. But the average, you know, yeah. Some people might take 5 years. I mean, in my real estate career, I had plenty of great contacts that I kept in touch with that actually never sold through me, but they referred a lot of people. And that was a really valuable part of my business. And I really enjoyed a lot of business from being in that space. I mean, while Jigler's great for reaching out and making connections with potential new clients, I think the important thing is, and Jigler is not a CRM, it's not a database as such. It's a fairly massive collection of proven marketing templates. But I would also advise everybody and anybody to get a great database and set that up. There's a very popular trainer in North America who I won't name, but he advocates only dealing with people that want to sell now. And I think he would have driven a lot of real estate agents to the wall and made them go broke with that philosophy, because I believe that you need to establish these relationships, keep in touch with people. In fact, I've proven that the correlation, Dustin, between the number of contacts that you have and your gross annual revenue is a direct link. In other words, if you have 1,000 contacts, you can expect so much business. If you have 2,000 and you look after them and you know you display, you know, exemplary client care and really good contact and nurture, etc., and you have your trails in place and you're not just relying on email, you're actually reaching out and connecting with them on the phone, texting them, whatever it might be, those contacts are really valuable. And we believe that even in the space of a year, there needs to be 15 plus individual contact points to keep that relationship going. The good news for everybody listening to this is that most agents ignore that. Most agents, if they can't get a listing or a sale straight away, it's kind of on the back burner. The agents who are doing really well and you know, would represent the top 5% of our industry globally are the people with large databases of contacts who are really good at keeping in touch and showing how they can add value, and they're quickly positioning themselves as the authority in their area.
Absolutely. Yeah, that database is so key. And there's a bunch of different ways you can go about building that database.
Yep.
There's a bunch of different ways, and ideally you're doing more than one of them. I mean, for me, a big database builder for me is the Facebook ads that I run.
Yes.
Because I just get so many contacts coming in.
Yes.
And yeah, a lot of them are what you'd call a cold audience, cold market, but you warm them up over time by, like you said, you gotta stay in front of them with relevant, valuable information, not salesy stuff, but just helpful stuff.
Yeah.
That over time you are establishing yourself as the expert in their eyes, and they may not even want to sell their house now. It might not even be in their mind, but 3 years from now they decide they do. And if you're only focused on those that are wanting to sell now, you're leaving so much damn money on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Tom that's preaching that?
No, it's Brian Buffini.
Sorry, see, that's Brian. Nice advice. I'm not sorry. I think that's stupid advice. The thing with that is, if you're an established agent with a huge database, sure. Like, I can understand where you're coming from. But most agents aren't like that. Like, they're trying to build a book of business.
Yeah.
And if you ignore people that aren't selling right this second, but they might 6 months from now, how insane is that? You never have a pipeline.
That's right. And ask any top-performing agent, Dustin, where the bulk of his – and let's just focus on listings, because that's the altar that we worship at. If you can make sure that your pipeline is constantly full, you're never going to need to worry about getting listings again, because that information's always coming through. So
right.
Think of it again as a funnel, and you've got a number of things coming in. So you've got former clients, current buyers. You're going to collect people from open houses. You know, you've got your Facebook ad. I like the idea of really getting local in a market and circulating material that's going to make my phone ring, that's going to make people think that, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. For example, one of the best ways, I think, is to be able to generate recent sales and show that you know about recent sales in your area. Now, if you're new to real estate, these don't need to be, and I know that there's laws and various real estate boards have their rules, et cetera, so notwithstanding all of that, but there's no reason why a majority of agents that I work with who are new, there's no reason why you can't profile recent sales in the area. You're not saying that they're your sales, but there is a credibility and there's a knowledge factor around that. So that is
100%.
That is and maybe, I don't know how you want to do this, but maybe you could offer a link that people could actually see some of these templates, and just to give them an idea as to what we're talking about.
No, I see. I've got your back. I've got your back, Ray, and I've got our listeners' back. Yeah. So you sent me over a link earlier today from Jigler, and it was just a bunch of these marketing templates. And one of them jumped out to me. And guys, you can go see this article at massiveagentpodcast.com/Jigler. That's JIGGLAR.
Uh-huh.
That'll take you right to this article, and it just has a bunch of templates. The one that jumped out to me, it's an important notice to the residents of, you know, whatever street, whatever area, and it says that the market in this area has changed dramatically. In fact, we're finding property owners are surprised to discover the current value of their property.
Yep.
And then it goes on to say, and here's the big hook, that you're doing what pest control people and window installers do and roofers and all that. You're saying, hey, we're going to be on your street appraising properties, appraising homes on this day at this time.
Yes.
And so how cool is that? I think that's genius, and I've never thought of doing that, but it works for pest control and all these other jokers. It works.
Well, it's a great way to reach out and connect. The central premise to this, and if people go to that link, you'll be able to see how the flyer actually looks. It's just like a US letter size flyer, but it's actually a street sign. So in the sample is Walton Street. So it's got the name of the street as it might look on a real street sign. Now, if I live in Walton Street, it's going to get on my radar, because I'm going to say, okay, well, I live in Walton Street. This obviously relates to me. It's an important notice. There's actually
hyper-local, like you said.
Yeah, absolutely. There's science to this. Can I go through and just quickly explain the formula for how this actually works? I'll be as quick as I can, but it's super important.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's cool, because even this is, guys, pay attention to this, because this will work for direct mail. If you're just bringing flyers door to door, if you're doing postcards, if you're doing Facebook ads, Google AdWords, the same concepts will translate. So lay it on us, Ray. Give us the gold.
Thank you. I spoke with a new Jigler agent about 6 months ago, and he wrote me this amazing email to tell me that he had used this one flyer in his area, which was a smaller town, about 10 or 12,000 people. He'd used this one flyer and he generated a gross commission of $250,000, which I thought was pretty awesome. And I said, how come you did this one? And he said, well, you guys just said to do this one. I didn't know what else to do. I'm brand new to real estate. So it's funny how some of the more seasoned operators, they probably think it's too straightforward or too simple, but the rookies love this and the rookies do very, very well. And that's the point I wanted to make before is that so many people come into real estate and leave because they can't make any money. They can't work out how it works. They don't know what to do. They're faced with 1,000 different options, all of them which cost money. And this you can do on a shoestring. And I want to tell you how it works. So let's say I'm an agent in Salt Lake City and a property comes up for sale with one of my competitors in an area in Salt Lake City. Say it comes up on Johnson Street, okay? Hypothetically, a listing in Salt Lake. So
I love Johnson Street. Fantastic area. Yeah.
Terrific real estate in Johnson Street. Is there actually a Johnson Street in Salt Lake City? Who knows?
I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there is.
I don't know. I'm just messing with you though.
Thanks for your support. So what happens is if I flag an alert on the real estate portal that's going to alert me when a new listing comes up, right? And let's say the average list to sell time in this part of town is say 4 or 5 weeks, which is kind of typical of a lot of areas. It depends, but let's just say for argument's sake, it's about 4 or 5 weeks. So after this other agent's property has been on the market for about 7 to 10 days, in other words, after the other residents or many of the other residents in the area have become aware that this property's on the market because they're driving to work, they're driving to the grocery store, they're driving their kids to school, they're taking the dog for a walk, whatever it might be, they've become aware. That's when you get this flyer out. And this flyer doesn't mention anything about another property being on the market. It just says, hey, as you mentioned before, property market's changed in your area. To assist local owners, we're offering a free opinion of value for every home in your street. And you label it Johnson Street. Now, you can tell from Google Maps how many homes there are going to be in Johnson Street. You just need to zoom in. You can say, okay, there's 45 homes in Johnson Street. So, okay, I print 45 of these important notice flyers with Johnson Street at the top. Now, Johnson Street runs up and it does a T into Jones Street. All right, now, so I take a look on Google Maps and I can see that there's 61 houses on Jones Street. Off Jones Street is a couple of little cul-de-sacs. They've all got to come out onto from their cul-de-sac onto Jones Street. And then to get onto Johnson Street, et cetera. So there might be 10, 15 different streets. So I customize the number of flyers to each street and I deliver them into each street. Average letter drop might be 300 or 400. We're not talking 3,000 or 4,000. So it doesn't take a lot. You can do this. A lot of jiggler agents just do this straight out of their office. It's a single side print and you can smash it out and get them out into the area. So why it works, Dustin, and why it works so well, and you and I have been in real estate long enough to know the magic phenomena of when one property comes onto the market, you normally find within 3, 6, 12 months, another one or two will come onto the market. Because I think those sellers think to themselves, hey, we're thinking of selling. This other listing's just come on with another agent. That's going to be stirring up buyer activity in our area. Why don't we get on the market at the same time and capitalize on that exposure, and our place will get some exposure too. I think that's the way buyers think. I think that's the way I'd think if something else was coming on. Why don't we get on the buyer's radar as well? Why don't we see if we can piggyback off the success of this other marketing? So I get emails, not on a daily basis, but at least a few every week from new agents to say, hey, this is the best thing since sliced bread because it doesn't cost me a fortune. I can deliver it myself in a few hours. I've done all the streets. Plus, I've got familiar with my street. Plus, if I'm prospecting, I'm out there, I'm talking to people. And new agents need listings like they need oxygen, right? So it's so important that you're getting out there and getting listings. And this flyer, this important notice flyer, is the number one download in Jiggler at the moment. Now, you can jump into a Jiggler account at jiggler.com and get a free account if you want, and you can try it for yourself. Doesn't cost anything to join. You get everything free for 14 days, so you can check it out. So just have some fun with it and experiment. But That is a little more detail on the science of how this actually works. Some people do it, and instead of putting the street name in there, they'd put Salt Lake City, which just turns it into a generic flyer. So the more you can localize it, that's what we've learned in the time that we've been testing this and tweaking it, the more that you can localize something to a specific area, the more phone calls you can expect from potential sellers or people looking for an opinion of value.
Yes, I think that's so key because before I got into content marketing, I was doing some direct mail, which just has abysmal response rates. Like it's not the best use of money.
Yep.
But because I was blasting out as many as possible, like most people, I wasn't taking the time to do by street because you're right. If I got a flyer, a postcard or something that was just on my doorstep or, you know, whatever, came in the mail and it said, hey, people on this street, like immediately I'm like, ooh, this is relevant to me.
Yep.
Whereas if it's Salt Lake City as a whole or Toronto as a whole or even your whole like subdivision or something, that yes. might not be as relevant unless it's a small subdivision.
Yeah.
So I love that. So you can just go in, print off different ones depending on how many homes are on a certain street. And then you heard me say this a million times on the show, no matter what you're doing with marketing, no matter how you're doing it and what you're doing, you have to get someone's attention first. And this is a way to do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's a Facebook ad or you're going and doing flyers like this or postcards or whatever it is, by putting someone's street name, you're going to get their attention because they're like, ooh, this is relevant to me.
Yes.
They don't see that every day, but they see Salt Lake City. They see, you know, the whole town, the whole city. They see that all the time. And it's like, oh, this is just being blasted out. Not really relevant. You know, this is going out to everybody. It's not personalized. So I think you're onto something. I think that's brilliant. So.
Thank you. So people should go to the link and check it out. I mean, if you've got your own art department or you've got your own template to do it, just R&D, as we call, stands for rip off and duplicate. So have at it and check it out, but get results. Some of these agents I was talking about earlier on, these heavy hitters in the real estate space, they don't, it's interesting, but they all seem to target the one thing. It's not listings, it's not sales, it's not even listing presentations. It's their whole KPI. The only metric they're really interested in, Dustin, is the number of new contacts that they can bring into their database each month. So they find that that is the success key to almost all their results. And I really like that. So the number one word is relationships. So what are you doing to create more relationships with people in your area? So you need this. You need this local market saturation and I believe strong point of difference, a USP as we call it, a unique selling proposition. How are you different from your market? The other great tool that I think that we should all be using in real estate is powerful testimonials, and that's probably another story for another time. But you should certainly use those as well, because when somebody else says how good you are, it carries a lot more weight than you or I standing there and telling people how good we are because of A, B, and C. When somebody else sort of sings your praises, it's got a lot more cut through and seems to work so much better.
Absolutely. No, that's fantastic advice. And guys, there's some really good ideas for marketing, whether you're going to do the flyers and all that, or you're going to do something else. Just get the concept. So go to massiveagentpodcast.com/jiggler. That's JIGGLAR. And it's an article. Like, it's not taking you to a sales page. It's just the article with a bunch of templates, and you can R&D, like Ray says, just rip it right on off. But there's some great ideas in there. I was just looking over this because Ray sent it to me this morning. There's some really good ideas that I had not thought of that I will now be using in my marketing. So
cool.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, really cool. And so this is cool because I used to use Canva. I know a lot of agents use Canva, first off, because it's free and you can do some cool stuff.
Yep.
But this is cool because it's like the Canva of real estate. So I like it. I like it. It's a cool idea, right?
Thank you. We were nominated for an Inman Innovation Award this year.
Nice.
We were one of a number of companies. We didn't win. I think Keller Williams Kelly app won, but that was
It's rigged.
something's going on. I won't go there, but
I demand a recount.
Craig Rao, the one of the Inman tech writers, wrote a very flattering article about Jigler, saying that it was a easier user experience than Canva, which we were delighted to see. I mean, Canva is another great Australian startup as well. So out of Sydney.
Oh, is it really?
So yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
Yeah, Melanie Perkins is the founder, and she was a graphic designer in a university in Perth 10, 15 years or something like that. And she came up with the idea of Canva. So because her students were frustrated, they couldn't drive Adobe Illustrator or Quark or whatever they had back then. So, but this is super simple. You can jump in. It's got a really cool cropping tool as well. So you can outline something and then upload a photo to fit exactly into the space that you want. So it's really a matter of making you look great as well, I think, Dustin, because we all think in images. Marketing is all about images at the moment. You know, as they say, a picture is 1,000 words, which is why, you know, obviously why social sites like Facebook and Instagram do so well, because it's all about the image. But make no mistake about it. If you're an agent in an area and you're putting something out, you will be judged. If it looks like junk and if it's got fuzzy photos and there's too much information and it's not like weighted correctly, it's not designed correctly, if it's rough and ready, you'll be judged by that, and you'll be penalized, because, you know, we're talking large sums of money when people go to sell. They're looking for a professional solution. And I think good marketing, good, you know, letter drops and that kind of almost point of sale marketing, what you're handing out at your open houses, you know, you're doing like VIPs when somebody VIP open when you first start marketing. Do you have your just listed cards going out? A follow-up with just sold. There's so many great opportunities out there that you can do on a shoestring to, you know, you think of your average fee per service, as I like to call it. I don't really like the word commission, because it implies we're getting something for nothing, and we work very hard for our results in real estate, but public doesn't always understand that. But if you can think about what that one deal is worth to you, I believe it's worth making some good marketing as part of your system and setting up some templates so you've got a great go-to strategy and your listing pipeline is always full.
You've got to have solid marketing, because like you said, people are noticing one way or another. They're going to notice if your marketing is on point.
Yep.
And it looks, you know, well done.
Yep.
Like you've actually put some effort into it. Or if you're just like putting, I see it on Instagram all the time, where just garbage graphics that just look so awful that
yes.
would never get your attention,
no.
but yet you're doing it.
Yep.
And people are noticing, and they're going to be like, well, if I'm going to sell my house, I'm not going to hire so-and-so because they suck. Like, I don't want my house portrayed like that.
It's even like a Facebook, a Facebook cover, you know, which goes at the top of your Facebook page, personal or business or otherwise. Mm-hmm. And that's a really interesting space at the moment, and will be for quite some time, I believe. But, you know, I see so many pages of people have set it up. The graphics are fuzzy. The colors are wrong. The logo looks destroyed. And where their image is on the cover, it's blocked out because Facebook put their image, you know what I'm talking about, lower left hand side where Facebook put the circle of the individual profile, that's up over the thing that you're trying to sell. So it's just a schmozzle of communication, and it's not good, and you're judged by that. You know, we've got
I know I'm judging.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. what is it? 52% of North Americans are logging in 12 times a day or something like that. So sooner or later, somebody's going to see it, and you will be judged by that. So need to be careful.
Yes. Okay. Switching gears here. This is me being selfish, but I'm curious because, you know, I have some businesses going on. I'm trying to build. And so this is not your first company that you've been a co-founder of. You co-founded, what was the other one?
Locked On is a software company, is a real estate CRM.
Okay.
Yes. And that's, we're launching here in the new year, which is exciting. It's a new kind of specific real estate CRM. But yeah, that was a company we launched about 8 years ago in Australia. So we learned a lot from that. And I guess it was the confidence of that and working with some great partners in the space that, took me to come up with the idea for Jiggler. The problem was, you know, software is super expensive. How on earth was I going to be able to develop this and not go completely broke? So,
and that's my question.
Okay,
because you've co-founded two companies. How do you finance those startups?
You partner with clever people. You partner with people that can bring the right information or bring the right tools to the table. So, my partners, I've got three partners in Jiggler. One is a top performing real estate agent who's constantly out there in front. He's out talking to people. And so he's kind of our, he and I look after marketing. John is a very gifted graphic designer from the Sunshine Coast in Queensland, Australia. He's got a big team and they create all of our designs. They do amazing work. And Josh is our head of development. He's a super smart guy is just brilliant with technology and development. And he built this thing from the ground up, Dustin. It's like, it's an amazing effort. He built the whole thing in less than 6 months. He and his team were able to bring it all together. He's got a company called Rymera, based out of Queensland. So it was really about partnering with the right people who could bring something to the table. Because to develop something like this, Canva have just raised a third round of funding in the millions of dollars. So you can quickly see how super expensive it is to do something like that. So we wanted to bootstrap it. So, yes, we have put thousands of hours and invested, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars personally in time and labor and stuff like that. But we believe we've got a really good platform. We've got 10,000 agents and growing that love it, and it's growing every day. And people are getting results from it. I mean, you're not going to really want to use something unless you can convert your time and effort into cash, which is what Jiggler does, because it'll help you win listings and make sales.
Well, congrats. That's an awesome base of customers.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. Guys, I'm learning a lot about Jiggler right now from this, but from what I've seen on the website, especially that article, massiveagentpodcast.com/Jiggler, really cool ideas. And I like the fact that, because I like Canva, you know, Canva works and a lot of us use it because it's free and has good stuff, but it's not real estate specific. And so if you just have a database like that, that is real estate specific, you just plug your info into, that's cool. And that saves a lot of time. So I like that. Ray, I think you guys are doing something awesome. Thank you for coming on the show. But before you go, I kind of want to do something fun that I do with all my guests, a little rapid fire questioning. Yeah, I'll try to keep.
Should I be
I'll try
nervous?
To keep it cool. I'm more nervous than you.
Of course you are.
I don't know why. Yeah. So these are kind of either or. So I'll just
okay,
go through it and
shoot.
You pick one or the other. Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook.
Instagram or Snapchat?
Insta.
Do you still use Snapchat?
No.
I think you did for a while, right?
I tried to. I didn't get the point. Maybe I'm too old. I don't know.
I saw something on Facebook earlier today. It was like, I'm too old for Snapchat, but too young for Life Alert. And that was funny.
I don't need any more social distractions, I guess, would be my qualifying answer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's important. I mean, I try to be on all platforms, but I've kind of given up Snapchat for right now because I just see far more upside on Instagram. And with all that I have going on, like our leads webinar, series of webinars that we're doing, all of that, in addition to the podcast and, you know, the flash briefing and selling homes, there's only so much time in the day. So people need to be honest about that.
If you, I have 100% agree, but if you're doing this for business, why would you do a, I don't know how long the Snapchat videos go for. What is it? 20 seconds or whatever it might be. Why wouldn't you do something and upload it if you go into the trouble of creating great content that's helping your market, why wouldn't you do something and upload it to YouTube where it's working for you 24 hours a day and never dies? So I just don't get the logic of Snapchat, but like I said, it's probably me.
Well, I mean, Instagram stories are kind of the same thing as Snapchat, and those are huge. Yep. That's where attention is.
Yes.
So the value is in where the eyeballs are at.
Yep.
But you can download it and then put it up on YouTube if it's really good stuff. And I did that a few times.
Yep.
So yeah, you got to be looking at how to repurpose it. Okay, next question. A book or podcast?
Podcast.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Alexa or Google Home?
Oh, that's a big bone of contention in our household.
I always forget to unplug Alexa when I'm recording the show. She's yapping.
Stop. Alexa, stop.
We've been using Google Home, but there's a lot of pressure on the home front to switch to Alexa. Anyway, that's a work in progress.
Nice. I have not used Google Home, but I just use Alexa and have all my stuff up there. I don't ignore Google, but Alexa seems to be the big player right now. Burgers or pizza?
Oh, pizza.
New York or L.A.?
New York City.
Canada or Australia?
Oh, don't make me choose, in the words of Homer Simpson. Canalia, 6 months here and 6 months there.
Canalia, nice. Australia or New Zealand?
Oh, Australia.
That would have been really weird if I heard anything else come out of your mouth.
Love New Zealand, though. What an amazing. Have you been there?
I haven't. I haven't been to Australia or New Zealand.
Totally amazing place, NZ.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Mac or PC?
Oh, Mac.
Are we in a bubble or no bubble?
Economically?
Housing, real estate.
Well, overall, I've been around for a while. I started a business in 1990, which was the start of a very brutal recession in Australia, and it was a tough market here as well. With a few glitches, we've basically been on a roller coaster for the last 24 years or however long it's been since things came back, which was 94. So I think there's going to be a correction sooner or later. I noticed some places, where was I recently? Scottsdale, Arizona, or just north of there. There's homes selling there now for what they sold for 10 or 12 years ago. So I think there's different markets with an area like the US. It's so huge, but I think there probably will be a correction sooner or later. I noticed the condo market in Toronto is still going nuts, amazingly. So I don't know that I've got a definitive answer for that.
Well, I think that works. I mean, I think there's a correction of some sort, and I think it's going to be stronger than people think, but yeah. I don't think it's going to be a full-on crash. Who knows? People need to prepare for it.
Let's hope not. But, I mean, the reality is that values can't keep. You know, I think the last year values in Toronto went up close to 30%. I mean, that's something like that's not sustainable.
So, no.
And there's been a fairly big correction for $2 and $3 million homes here. So, and Australia is experiencing a fairly savage correction at the moment. Experts say that we're 1 year into a two-year cycle, which happens every now and again. So, yeah, I think it's just a matter of confidence. I mean, look, money is still as cheap as it's ever been in my lifetime to get a mortgage. So, I still think buying property. I mean, what else can we actually own that's essential to our needs that actually increases in value over the long term? So there's nothing like real estate.
That's right. Podcast or vlog?
I'm a podcaster. I'm a podcast fan, probably like you.
Absolutely. YouTube or IGTV?
YouTube.
YouTube or Facebook Live?
YouTube.
Book or audiobook?
Audiobook.
Walk or run?
Walk.
Uber or Lyft?
Uber.
Nice. All right. What I like to ask each guest too is, what app recommendations do you have? What apps are you using on your phone right now that are really saving you time or that are just fun and enjoyable? It doesn't have to be a real estate or business related one, but give us one app recommendation that people can go check out.
Well, can I give you a couple? I love, and everybody probably uses this, but I find Waze, which is a well-known app nowadays, but it's just such a brilliant app, W-A-Z-E, Waze, to get from A to B. I'm a super host on Airbnb. I find that is an amazing app if anybody wants to rent their property out or look for property on Airbnb. And I'm using a little, I think you're probably familiar with BombBomb. I'm using a similar one, but I find it's got some advantages. It's called Bonjoro, B-O-N-J-O-R-O.
I've been using that. I heard about it from Pat Flynn's podcast.
Okay, yeah. It's another Aussie startup that's doing very, very well. The guys are out of Sydney. And that's just a really easy way to send a message. I've found that my open rate on Bonjoro is about 70%, where if I email, it's probably about half that. So I'm really happy with the way that that's working. So and Wunderlist to do my groceries, Wendelist. So I get to the supermarket and I go, now what do I need to get? I just go to Wunderlist, bang, olives, pizza, whatever it might be.
Oh, it saves so much time.
It's awesome.
It's crazy. And in a lot of the parts of the country, you can have Amazon deliver groceries same day. Walmart has I think they have delivery, but pickup for sure. Kroger has ClickList. Like, there's all these, they save so much time. And honestly, I think it saves money because a lot of us will just like impulsively buy random shit at the grocery store.
Yep.
This kind of eliminates that.
Yep. I like that idea. And groceries are expensive.
Yeah, they are. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Ray, thank you so much. Amazing content, amazing ideas, amazing insight as well. So I think there's a lot of good nuggets for people to pick up and walk away with from this episode. So guys, go look at some of these templates that Jiggler's doing. And even if you're, like Ray says, you're just going to rip them off and go do them on your own thing, there's some really clever ideas like the, hey, we're going to be on your street appraising it on this day. I love that idea. I'm going to try that out. Go to massiveagentpodcast.com/Jiggler. And it's just a direct link to that article. So, Ray, thank you so much, my man. And if you guys have not heard of Top Agents Playbook, it's another podcast that Ray's been doing for a lot longer than I've been doing this. He's an OG in the game, if you will. Go check that out as well.
What's OG stand for?
Original Gangsta.
Okay.
it's a weird, Gangsta. Stupid American thing.
Okay.
Yep.
I love it.
I love that I had to explain that. That's fantastic. Oh, good stuff.
Dear idea. Thanks, mate. Yeah. It's been a blast, Dustin. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I love talking real estate and marketing, and thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ray. Take care. Okay, so how cool was that idea for, like, hey, we're going to be on your street doing appraisals for homes on this day at this time? I love that. It works for pest control. It works for solar installers. It works for, I've seen roofing companies do it. I've seen window installation. I think I mentioned that already. But it works. And I've never thought of doing that to try to get in front of sellers. And you know, a lot of people are just going to be curious, but so what? That's how you start the relationship. That is the secret to getting listings. That right there. You have to plant the seed and get in front of them, make a good impression on them, give them something of value, in this case, an appraisal. It's not an official one, of course, but you're valuing their home, and then now you are a real estate agent in the front of their mind. So if you're looking for more listings, that's a great way to do it. That's just one example of how to do it, and I love that. So Ray, thank you for that. That is a great tidbit. Okay, Alexa voice marketing is absolutely taking off, voice marketing in general. That's why Inman has me coming out in January to speak about how to do a podcast, because that's voice marketing. People like passively listening to stuff as they are washing the dishes, driving to and from the office, taking the kids to school, running, walking the dog, whatever it is. They like to listen to audiobooks and podcasts, and flash briefings are a huge part of that too. Alexa is absolutely taking off. And when this comes out, let's see. So this is coming out on Thursday the 15th, a week away from Thanksgiving and a week and one day away from Black Friday. Do you have any idea how many more households are going to have Alexa devices once Black Friday hits? Because Amazon marks them down so dramatically in price that you can pick up like 10, 20, 30 of them at a time. Now they only let you order 6 at a time, so you'd have to place multiple orders, but nonetheless, pick them up for clients as closing gifts. I love, 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 love giving the Alexa Echo Dot as a closing gift because they're on sale for like $25 or $30 for Black Friday. But when so many people are buying these Alexa devices, do you think more and more people are going to be taking advantage of Alexa and voice marketing and flash briefings and skills? Of course they are. So many more people in 2019, we're talking millions more, are going to be listening to flash briefings. Okay. It's still fairly new, but we here at the Massive Agent Podcast saw that this is going to be a huge trend. This is, and not even a trend, but like just the next step. And when I was lucky enough to go to VoiceCon in New York City with VaynerMedia, Gary Vaynerchuk's company, and it was all about why voice marketing is happening and it's here, I was like, I was already doing my podcast and I'm like, you know what? I've got to do a flash briefing because that's where the attention is going to be very soon. So we started a flash briefing called the Massive Agent Minute. 60 to 90 seconds, sometimes 2 minutes, little tidbits, little ideas, strategies, stories, rants, you name it. It's just a way for me 7 days a week to stay in touch with you guys and give you more content every single day in kind of a fun new way. So all you have to do is on your Alexa app on your phone, open that up, click on Skills, search Massive Agent, and you will find the Massive Agent Minute. Now enable that. And then the very next thing is click on Write a Review. And because I know you feel like because of all the amazing, amazing content that I've given you, that you're looking for a way to give back. And jokes aside, no, but it would be great if you could help us out, help the show out by leaving us a review on Alexa, on Amazon, okay? So to do that, you can do that in the Alexa app, or just go to Amazon.com on your desktop. Just right there in the big search bar, search Massive Agent, and you're going to find the Massive Agent Minute. You can enable it, and then you can leave us a review right there on your desktop. So you don't have to do that on your Alexa app if you maybe you don't have one, or maybe you just want to do it on your laptop. That is cool. So, and then every morning or whenever you listen to it, you just have to say, Alexa, play my flash briefing. And whatever briefings you have enabled, think of them like mini podcasts or little updates, like on the weather, stock market news, real estate news, whatever it is. It will play your enabled briefings and you can hear what we have to share on that. So that's really taken off. I love getting feedback on the flash briefing. It's just a cool extra way to stay in touch with you guys 7 days a week when the podcast only comes out once a week. So that's fun. And if you're the type of person that just wants a link, a direct link right to it, just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/our briefing, O-U-R briefing, and that'll take you right to it on Amazon. Cool. Thank you guys who came to our second webinar. It's all about how to master Facebook retargeting, or in other words, how you don't really need the valid contact info from a lead to convert them. Yeah, that's right. And I don't know why I didn't run with that headline right from the get-go, because that's really what retargeting lets you do. It doesn't matter if they give you valid contact info or not. Even if they don't submit their info at all, they just click your ad, you're actually using this strategy, you can still convert them. You can still brand yourself to them. You can still advertise to them using remarketing. It's amazing. It's an absolutely amazing tool, and we walk you through it on webinar 2. If you missed the webinar, which you did when you're hearing this, if you weren't there live, you missed it. We have it set up to where you can still go and get access to the webinar on demand. Just go to leadswebinar.com. It's the second one in there, Facebook Retargeting Mastery, or something to that effect. And you're able to purchase the webinar and get instant access, instant downloads, copies of the slides, copies of the scripts, everything like that. I highly recommend it, because honest to God, guys, if you're running Facebook ads or you have any leads coming in at all anywhere, and you think that, you know, if they give bogus info, they're just, it's a waste. You're wrong. You have to learn this strategy, because it doesn't matter if you have valid contact info, you can still convert them. And most people don't know it. I'd say 90% of agents I talk to have no clue. They have no clue that you can do this strategy, and it's really not that simple. And we show you how to do it. Leadswebinar.com. That's where you can find all of our webinars moving forward. We're going to be doing about one a month, maybe more, but they will all kind of be there at leadswebinar.com. You'll have access to the past ones on demand. And then, like I said at the beginning, if you are currently a Massive Agent Society member or a member of my EXP team, if we're working together at EXP Realty, and I don't just mean locally, like if you come join EXP with me as your sponsor, you also get free access to all of these webinars and the database of them. So don't worry about registering if you are already a member of the society or my EXP team. And yeah, look, if you're going to come join my EXP team, which I highly recommend, I want to make sure you have all the tools to get a bunch of leads and convert them and sell a crapload of homes, because that's what's so great about the EXP business model. It's so synergistic, where if you come work with me, obviously you're not working for me. The last thing in the world I want to be is someone's goddamn boss. So that's not happening. But if I'm your sponsor, I want to make sure that you are selling as many homes as possible. That's great for you, and it's great for me, because of the synergistic relationship. If you want to know more about what that looks like, about why EXP is so so amazing and powerful to me, and why I'm so proud to be a part of the brokerage, and why I think right now is such a good time versus when they have 50,000 agents or when they have 100,000 agents, which is coming. Now is such awesome timing. Find out why at massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP. You'll learn all about it. And it's not going to be for everybody. It's just not. That's cool. But I, honest to God, think it's for most people with an open mind. Most people who are looking for something better, to make more money, to have a more advantageous opportunity and situation. Maybe they feel like their broker is screwing them on the splits and on the fees and everything. And a lot of them are. There's just, this is the only brokerage that I've seen, the only opportunity as a real estate agent to have more revenue streams than just closing transactions. You're going to be closing transactions anyways. Why not have two extra income streams possible? We're talking company stock that you're going to be gifted just by being a member and doing certain things. And by member, I mean an agent with EXP. But also for sponsoring other agents, you're incentivized to do that. And you can have a revenue stream that, you know, is bigger than the revenue stream from closing deals. And then when that happens, you have financial freedom. Like, how cool is that? If you want to go take a month off, you're still going to get paid. It's amazing. So go to massiveagentpodcast.com/EXP, watch the video, and visually you can see what it's all about, how it works, how these extra revenue streams work. Because I don't know about you, I'm in business to make money, as much of it as possible, and streamline and systemize it as much as possible so that I have security. That's why I love eXp Realty. Okay, so guys, thank you so much for listening to Massive Agent Podcast episode 47. I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving. That is, Thanksgiving is a week from today. This comes out on Thursday, of course. Then the very next Thursday is Thanksgiving. Have an amazing time with your family. Here's a little tip, something that, well, and I'm talking to myself here, okay? But if you want to do it too, awesome. On Thanksgiving, at least for a large portion of it, turn your phone off. You don't need to be on your phone. I know it's so easy after you have family dinner or family lunch or whatever you guys do to, you know, everyone gets stuffed and they go sit on the couch and jump on their damn phones. That we have so much to be grateful for in this country, in this world, just as human beings, with whether you have one family member or 100, even if you have no family members and you're just healthy and happy and have a business and good relationships, do you have any idea how valuable that is and how grateful you should be for that? And I mean, me talking about this right now, just kind of like it's a smack in my own face. So this Thanksgiving, I'm going to be turning off my phone so that I can really focus in on the relationships that I'm so grateful for. And I think it'll really help me enjoy this Thanksgiving more than a little bit more than Thanksgivings in the past. So I challenge you guys, just turn the phones off. Okay. No one's doing business on Thanksgiving really. And sure, I'm not saying turn the phone off the whole day. You can do some content. You can do some stuff. You can do some work if you want. I'll probably do some work at some point. But when you're with family, cherish it and take time. Because it was just a couple days ago from when I'm recording this. I went to a memorial service for the biggest mentor in my life. His name is Don, and he was like a second father to me. And he had some health issues. I hadn't talked to him as much in recent years because honestly, he gave me so many great foundational advice on just like being a man, being a father, being a good person and a businessman and work ethic. And he drove that stuff into me when I was at one of the lowest periods of my life. And he really gave me some amazing perspective and inspiration and everything. And I hadn't talked to him that often because I have my own family, busy. He's, you know, doing his thing. And he unfortunately passed about a month ago, 3 weeks ago. And we had the memorial service, which was amazing. A huge turnout, which is so deserved for him. But it just gave me, as a father, you know, it gives me a perspective that the people we love the most, we probably take for granted, and we have no clue how long and how often we get to see them. So this Thanksgiving, take advantage of that, guys. I didn't mean to leave on such a wah-wah note, but I think it's important. And, we're all in business to do better for ourselves and our families. Let's cherish ourselves and our families. So Thanks, guys. Have an amazing weekend. Enjoy your Thanksgiving next week. And we will have an episode of the show coming out that day on Thanksgiving the 22nd. As usual, Thursday mornings, new episode of the podcast. So look forward to that. Thanks, guys. Take care.